Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Lamed Bet. Today's Daf is being studied by Ilu Nishmat, Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenichenu Began Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied by Lerfuah Shelema, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Shafia, Elna Refanalo, Elna Refanalo, Elna Refanalo, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf. Fuatu Kerabal Abo V'chen Yirasov V'nomar, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Lamed Bet, Amud Rishon, right on the top line at the Mishnah, Matnitin. Seder Berachot. Now we discuss the order of the Berachot during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Omer Avot. The first Berachah is Berachat Avot. Ugburot. That would be Ata Gibor. Exactly. We have Ugdushat Hashem. And then Ata Kadosh. Those are the three Berachot that we have. Vekolel Malchuyot Emahen. And we include the Malchuyot. Now we know in Musaf there's three extra Berachot. Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot, which the Gemara will discuss tonight. Malchuyot, according to this opinion, is added in the Berachah Batakadosh. So in the third Berachah, you also include all the Pesukim that discuss Malchuyot. So that's what it means. Vecholel Malchuyot Emahem. We include Malchuyot with them, meaning with the third Berachah. It's Emahem, because the first three Berachot are really considered like one Berachah. So that's what it means. In the third Berachah, Takadosh is Malchuyot. Ve'eno Tokaya. There's no shofar for Malchuyot. Kedushat Hayom, then the fourth Berachah, the Amidah, would be Kedushat Hayom, the Mekadesh, Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron, Vetokaya. And then in the fourth Berachah, which is Kedushat Hayom, there's Tikiot. You blow the shofar. Zichronot Vetokaya. Then you have the fifth Berachah would be Zichronot. And you, those are the Pesukim, which we'll discuss in the Gemara, and you blow the shofar. Shofarot. That's the sixth Berachah, Vetokaya. Then Veomer Avodah. Then you make the Berachav Avodah, that's a Tov, that's a Mahazin Shekhinato Letzion. Then you say Hoda'ah, which is Modim, Natov Shemcha Olchem Elot, Uberkat Kohanim. And of course then you have Berkat Kohanim in between. Devre Rabbi Yohanan Ben-Nuri. So that's according to Rabbi Yohanan Ben-Nuri. So let's get the Shita clear. The main thing we have to remember about Rabbi Yohanan Ben-Nuri is that the Malchuyot is attached to Atakadosh. And the shofar is blown in Kiddushat Hayom, in Zichronot, and in Shofarot. That's his version of the Amidav Musaf. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eno tokeya lemalchuyot, lama hu maskir? See, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Hanan, if you're not blowing shofar during the Malchuyot section, why are you even saying it? And we'll see exactly what the nature of that question is in the Gemara. Ela, so Rabbi Akiva has a different version. Omer avot ugborot ukdushat Hashem. Those are the first three berachot. Ve'kolel malchuyot im kiddushat hayom. You put malchuyot in the fourth berachah, like we do it in our Amidah Musaf. The fourth berachah of the Amidah has both kiddushat hayom and malchuyot ve'tokaya. And we blow the shofar during the end of malchuyot. Zichronot ve'tokaya. Shofarot ve'tokaya. Ve'omer avodah ve'hoda'ah. Then we make the last two berachot of avodah and merkat kohanim. After the Tov Shukal Kanalot, and of course we finish the Amidah with Sim Shalom, and that's where you have your nine Berachot. So that's the basic Machloket between Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Akiva. Where is Malchuyot? It's actually two Machloket. Rabbi Yohanan says Malchuyot is in Atakadosh, and you do not blow Shofar. Rabbi Akiva says Malchuyot is in Kiddushat Hayom, and you do blow Shofar. So it's really a double Machloket, where the Shofar is and where the Malchuyot. This comes to Gemara and says, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eno tokeya lemalchuyot, lama hu maskir? Right, that was Rabbi Akiva's claim to the Bihanan. If you're not mentioning the shofar, if you're not blowing shofar during the Malchuyot, what are you even saying it at all for? So the Gemara says, lama hu maskir, rachmana amar itkar. I mean, the Torah says you have to mention it, which is later on, we're going to learn in the Bright, that we have Pesukim to teach that to say Malchuyot. So how can Rabbi Akiva say, if you're not going to blow shofar, don't say it at all? I mean, don't say it at all. You have to say Malchuyot. Elais, lama eser. Why do you have to keep it in a standard 10 pesukim? Because all the zichronot and shofarot have 10 pesukim, as you see in the Gemara. There are 10 pesukim mentioned for zichronot and 10 for shofarot. So what Rabbi Akiva was saying, once already you're changing from the nature of malchuyot, meaning you're not blowing shofar, why are you bounded to 10 pesukim like all the other ones? Say 9 pesukim. Once already you change from the normal system, meaning zichronot, you blow shofar. Good, you have 10 pesukim. In shofarot, you blow shofar. There's 10 pesukim. Once already, you're not blowing shofar in Malchuyot, so therefore, once you already made one distinction, make another distinction, make another change. Meaning, instead of 10 pesukim, Do 9 Pesukim. That was Rabbi Akiva's question. Not to skip it in totality. But why are you bound binding it to 10 Pesukim? You can really do it with 9. Why? We have a Braita. Minayin she'omrim avot. How do we know that we have to mention avot in the Amidah? She'ne'emar havu la'ashem b'ne'elim. We have the Mizmor in the Tehillim. It says havu la'ashem, give praise to God, b'ne'elim, the son of the strong ones. Etanim, who are the strong ones? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that's how you know that we have to give praise the sons of the Etanim, which is the sons of the avot, regarding the power of the avot. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Minayin shomim givurot. How do you know you have to mention ata givur, givurat Hashem shel emar, havu Hashem kavod va'oz. Give praise to God regarding his oz. What is his oz? Givurat strength. Minayin shomim kedusha. How do you know you have to say kedushot, meaning ata kadosh? Shneimar havu Hashem kavod shemo, shtahavu Hashem v'adrat kodesh. So give praise to God v'adrat kodesh in his regarding his holiness. ומנאין שאומרים מלכויות זכרו ושופרות, הרי לא יודעת אין איזה דשנות פי ברכות מתעמידה בראש השנה, רבי אליעזר אומר, דכתיב. It's based on a פסוק in ויקרא. The פסוק says, שבתון זכרון תרועה נקרא קודש. We have three terminologies regarding ראש השנה. The Torah calls it שבתון, זכרון תרועה, and נקרא קודש. So the Gemara analyzes each one of these words. שבתון, זה קדושת היום. When it says Shabbaton, we learn from this that you have to mention the holiday. That's Kedushat Yom, Mekadesh, Shabbat, Mekadesh, Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. That's from the words Shabbaton. Zikaron, Elu, Zikronot. Tirua, Elu, Shofarot. Very good. So far we have Kedushat Yom, Zikronot, Shofarot. What are we missing? Malchuyot. Mikra Kodesh. And what does it mean when it says Mikra Kodesh? Kadeshehu Ba'asiyat Melacha. Which means sanctify it. Asiyat melacha meaning don't work. So therefore, we have the derashot over here. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, mipenema lo ne'emar Shabbaton Shabbat." How come you didn't learn it that when it says in the pasuk Shabbaton, you're learning Shabbaton teaches you kedushat hayom? Why? Shabbaton literally means cease from work. So Rabbi Akiva is going to learn that the first word Shabbaton is not coming to teach us a beracha of the Amidah, but it's teaching us what? Cessation from work. That's the first thing in the pasuk, and that's the gist of the pasuk. It's talking about cessation from work. Ela Shabbaton, you know what the Shabbaton is teaching us? Kadeshehu ba'asiyat melacha. That sanctify the day by cessation of work. Zikaron, elu zikronot, tirua, elu shufarot, mikra kodesh, zu kedushat hayom. Okay, so that's referring to kedushat. So Rabbi Akiva learns the same result from the Pesukim, just from different words. Mm-hmm. The machloket over here is, what do you learn from the word Shabbaton? Does Shabbaton teach you Kedushat Hayom, or does Shabbaton teach you the cessation from work? Come now, we're missing Malchuyot. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Minayin she'omrim Malchuyot. How do you know that you say Malchuyot? Tanya, we have a Braita, Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokechem. We have a Pasuk that says what? This is talking about by the entitlements that the aniim get. La'ani v'lager ta'azov otam. So you have to leave all these entitlements to the aniim. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Right, I am your God. Now, right after that pasuk, it says Ani Hashem Elokechem. It talks about Rosh Hashanah. U'bachodesh Hashivi'i. So we have a juxtaposition. Ani Hashem Elokechem u'bachodesh Hashivi'i. So the Gemara says u'bachodesh Hashivi'i. Zu malchut. That means we learn from there that you have to mention God, which is God meaning the kingdom. The root of God, meaning the sovereignty of God, when u'bachodesh Hashivi. So from the juxtaposition of those two pesukim, that's how you learn Malchuyot. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer. Eno tzarich. You don't need Are Omer. We have a pasuk that says, "Vayu lachem lezekron lefne Elohechem." So it says that there'll be a memory in front of God. That's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Because the pasuk says, "Ubiyom simchatchem muadechem rashachachem utkatem b'chatzos." That is referring to Rosh Hashanah as well. And what does it say? It'll be a commemoration in front of God. So the Gemara says, "She'en tamud lomar ani Hashem Elokechem." It doesn't have to come along and because it says, "Vayu lachem zulufnei Elokechem ani Hashem Elokechem." Why does it have to repeat it? It's just zulufnei Hashem Elokechem. What does it have to say? Ani Hashem Elokechem. Umat tamud lomar ani Hashem Elokechem. Ze bana av lechol makom. This is a lesson to be learned to all places. Shene emar bo zichron. Any time you say zichronot, yiyu malchuyot emahim. You'd always have to say malchuyot as well. So the pasuk is learned like this. Lizikaron lifne Elohechem. Whenever you're going to say Zichronot in front of Hashem, any Hashem will give. You also have to say Malchuyot. That's how you know Malchuyot. We know two things with that pasuk. Not only Zichronot, but anytime there's a Zichronot, there is a Malchuyot. For example, Rosh Hashanah, or for example, Yovel on Kippur. You're going to say Zichronot, Malchuyot comes. Now, obviously, the Malchuyot's going to come first, because before you can start mentioning the Zichronot, which we'll see what the Zichronot Pesachim refer to, first you have to accept the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchuyot would come first. Now we go to the next question. So now we proved from Pesukim, Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shavuot that you have to say them. Now the next question is, where do you insert it? So the Gemara says, Lekedushat Hayom. According to this opinion, you put it in Kedushat, meaning the Beracha of Ata Kadosh. That would be like the opinion of Rabbi Hanan ben Nuri of our Mishnah that said the Malchuyot is part of Ata Kadosh. Tanya, we have a Braita, Rabbi Omer, Ima Malchuyot Omra, which means he says that you say it with the Malchuyot, which means the fourth Beracha of the Amidah, which means Kedushat Hayom, you throw in Malchuyot. So it comes out we have a Machloket. You put it in the third Beracha of Ata Kadosh, or you put it in the fourth Beracha, which is Kedushat Hayom. So the Gemara says, and which is logic, Ma Matzinu Bechol Makom Barbi'it, Afkan Barbi'it. Just like we find in all places, we put it in the fourth, so too now we put it in the fourth. Now what is he proving over here? What do you mean the fourth? What is he saying?
Every other holiday.
Correct. Which means every other holiday, where's the Kedushat Hayom? Kedushat Hayom is in the fourth Berakah. So the first three Berakot Ha'amidah. The fourth Berakah is Mekadesh Yisrael, Ve'azimanim, etc. So in that Berakah itself, that's where you're going to put the Malchiyot as well. You put the Malchiyot in the fourth Berakah. Just like all holidays is in the fourth.
Question is on
Kedushat Yom. Right, discussing Kedushat Yom. Okay. Ve'echan, I repeat. Okay, that's why I was getting confused. I got it. Ve'echan Omra Lekedushat Yom, question mark. Where do you insert the Kedushat Yom in the Amidah? Which Berakah do you put it? Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ima Malchuyot, Umrah. Rabbi says, you insert it with Malchuyot. Ma Matzinu Bechol Makom Barbi'it, Afkan Barbi'it. Which means, just like always Kedushat Yom is the fourth Beracha, correct? On Yom Tov. So too on Rosh Hashanah, Kedushat Yom is the fourth Beracha. Rashba Gomer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ima Zichronot, Umrah. You put it in the fifth Beracha. Why? Ma Matzinu Bechol Makom Be'emsa, just like all the time, Kiddushat Hayom is in the middle, because normally you have seven Berachot. Okay, so therefore the middle of seven is four. You put it in the fourth. Afkan Be'emsa. Here you have in the Beracha, in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah, you have nine Berachot. So therefore you put it in the fifth. You put it in the middle. So therefore that's his logic. So there was a story when they made the Kiddush HaChodesh in the Beit Din in Usha, Yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka lefnei Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rabbi Yochanan was the Hazan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka. He went down to be the Hazan in front of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Ve'asa k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which means he did the third beracha Ata Kadosh, and he put Ata Kadosh. He put Malchuyot in the Ata Kadosh, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the way he did it. Amar lo Rabban Shimon. So Rabban Shimon says, what are you doing? Lo ayu nuagim kim beYavne. That's not the way we did it in Yavne. We put Malchuyot in the fourth beracha of Kedushat Hayom. So he was upset at Rabbi, at who went up to be the Hazan? Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka went up to be the Hazan in front of Rashbag.
Not the first day.
On Rosh Hashanah. So when he went up to be the Hazan on Rosh Hashanah, he put the Malchuyot in Ata Kadosh. So what happened? He got angry at him. So what do you do? This was not the Minhag. In Yavne, we didn't do it this way. Le'yom Hasheni, on the second day, Shigemara is going to explain, on the second day doesn't mean the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It means the following year on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, Le'yom Hasheni. Yarad Rabbi Hanina, Hanina beno shel Rabbi Yosef Gilili. Rabbi Hanina, the son of Rabbi Yosef Gilili, went up to Rabbi Hazan, Ve'asa k'Rabbi Akiva. And he did like Rabbi Akiva, that he put Malchuyot in the fourth Beracha. Which means he did Malchuyot in Kiddushat Hayom in the fourth Beracha. Amar, Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, Kach ayu nuhagim beYavne. So he says, oh,
That's the right way. That's the way we did it in Yavne. So the Gemara says, "Lememra, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, can Rabbi Akiva svir aleh?" Does this mean to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva that you put malchuyot in the fourth beracha? Veha amar Rabbi Akiva, but didn't we learn that Rabbi Akiva says malchuyot im kedusha tayom? That malchuyot is with kedusha tayom. And what did we just learn in the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel came along and said that you put it in the right, you put the Kedushat Hayom in the fifth beracha, which means Rabban Shimon Gamliel, when he saw the rabbi get up in Usha, and he put Kedushat Hayom with Malchuyot in the fourth beracha, so he says, oh, that's why we did it in Yavne. As if to say Rabban Shimon Gamliel agreed to such a system. But we know that Rabban Shimon doesn't hold like that, because Rabban Shimon Gamliel really holds that you put the Kedushat Hayom in the Zichronot, in the fifth beracha. So what was he telling him? Yeah, this is the right way. This is the way we do it. Hey, the Bansur, you don't hold like the Akiva. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lehu, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Lomar, Shetuchim le Malchuyot. Which means like this. What he was happy was that they blew shofar for Malchuyot. Jeez, if you remember, we had a separate machlok, do you blow shofar in Malchuyot or not? Rabbi Akiva said, you do blow shofar in Malchuyot. Whereas according to Rabbi Hanan ben Nuri, he said, you don't blow shofar in Malchuyot, because he put Malchuyot in a takadosh. There was no shofar. Then he did Kiddushat Yom with shofar. So when Nashbag saw that Rabbi Hanan ben Nuri got up, and he did Malchuyot with Kiddushat Yom, and he blew shofar, he said, oh, regarding the shofar, that's what we did in Yavne. Meaning we blew shofar with Malchuyot. But regarding with the beracha that you put it in, I don't agree with you. Because I really hold you're supposed to put Malchuyot in, I'm sorry, you're supposed to put Kiddushat Hayom with Zichronot in the fifth beracha. That he wasn't agreeing with. Meaning the order that you put the berachot, I argue on you. So what did I mean when I said that that's the way they did it in Yavne? The fact that they blew shofar for Malchuyot, that part, I liked. I repeat again, which means the first year, as we're going to see in the Gemara, when the rabbi got up to be the Hazan, he put Malchuyot in the Asak Kadosh, and they didn't blow the shofar. They didn't blow shofar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was angry. So what are you talking about? This is the way we don't do it like this. In Yavne, we didn't do it like this. Also came the next year, so what did they do? They said Atak Kadosh regular, and he put Kedushat Hayom and Malchuyot in the fourth beracha. So it says, oh, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that's the way we did it in Yavne. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? That's what he did in Yavne? You agree with this? You don't agree with this. You said that Kedushat Hayom is going to be the fifth beracha. So what are you talking about? Why did you agree with what they did the second year? The explanation is, I don't know. The main issue that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was reacting to was not where they put Kedushat Hayom. Really, Yod's Kedushat Hayom was the fifth beracha. So he was against what they did the first year, what they did the second year regarding that. What he was happy was, is where they blew shofar. Because the Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds you blow shofar in Malchuyot. So the first year, while they put Malchuyot in Atakadosh, they didn't blow shofar. He said, hey, what are you doing? We didn't do that from Yavne. When there's Malchuyot, there's shofar. The next year, they put Malchuyot in the fourth Berakah and Kedushat Hayom, and they blew shofar. On that, he said, that's the right way. Not where they put the Malchuyot, but where they put the shofar with Malchuyot. Comes the Gemara and says, the Yom HaSheni Yarad Rabbi Hanina. The Gemara said on the second day, which sounds like the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's when Rabbi Hanina went down. Because the first day Rabbi Hanan was the Hazan, Rabbi Hanan in Beroka, and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Hanina. Okay, what are you talking about? My Sheni. Ile my Yom Tov Sheni. If it's the second day of Yom Tov, Le Memra Da Avrua Le Elul. That must be, you have to tell me that they made Elul a 30-day Elul, yeah. And therefore Rosh Hashanah must have been that year, 2 days. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? From the time Ezra sofer and on, lo matzinu Elul me'ubar, which is Elul was always 29 days. That means Rosh Hashanah was always 1 day. So what are you talking about? How did you tell me on the second day? There was no second day of Rosh Hashanah by this time. By this time already, Elul was always 29 days. Amar Ezra, my sheni, the Yom Sheni, the Shana Ba'a, which means the next Rosh Hashanah, the following year. So the Yom Sheni is not the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the next Rosh Hashanah, 1 year later. So it's like Rabbi Shimon remembered. After Rabbi Hanan did what he did last year, now the next rabbi got up, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yosef got up, He says, ah, that's the way we did it in Yavne. Baruch atah Adonai, Melech
Haolam, Shekulei Olam, Baruch. But he let him go, Rabbi, while he was praying, huh? First year. He didn't stop.
He didn't stop, but he told me, what are you doing? What is not the Minhag?
Yes. Nowadays,
but he didn't have him on that.
But I'm saying that's what he's saying.
He said, no. Everybody agrees that you do Kiddushat Hayom. The question is where you put it. So according to him, you put Kiddushat Hayom in the fifth beracha with Zichronot. Kiddushat Hayom you put in the fifth beracha.
Right.
According to the other rabbis, you put Kiddushat Hayom in the fourth beracha.
Kiddushat Hayom beracha itself.
Correct. So you
so
put
it's going to be the Kiddushat.
So you put it together. You put it together. Correct. It's like an Atta Kadosh. They would have to put it together. They would stick it in it together, make one long hatima, however they would put them.
I guess it would be Melech Kol Ha'aretz. Instead of Melech Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh, Yom Hazikaron, Melech Kol Ha'aretz, Zichor HaTabrit, whatever.
Yeah, there was a way there.
Because
it's right next to Yom Shabbat. We go further. Next Mishnah. En pohatin ma'asara malchuyot ma'asara zichronot ma'asara shofarot. Which means in the malchuyot, zichronot, and shofarot, each one has 10 pesukim. Minimum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, imamar gimal gimal mekulan yatsa. If you said 3 for each, you were yotzei. Now the Gemara will explain, what does it mean 3 of each? We'll wait for the Gemara to analyze that. The Gemara says, hani asara malchuyot keneged mi. These 10 pesukim that you have to say in Malchiyot, and if you look in the Ma'azur of Rosh Hashanah, you'll see that indeed there are 10 pesukim that talk about the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, where did you get the number 10 from? So it says, Amar Rabbi Levi Keneged Asara Hillulim Sha'amar David Besefer Tehillim. For the 10 Hallelujahs that David HaMelech said in the Tehillim. At this point we're assuming that following the Tehillim of Tehillah David, it ends up with Hallelujah. That's one. Then you have the next one, Hadali Nafsi has one in the beginning and one in the end. Then you have Kitov Zamera has one in the beginning and one in the end. Then you have Hadaluot Hashem and Hashemayim, one in the beginning, one in the end. Shiru Hashem, Shir Hadash, one in the beginning, one in the end. And Hallelujah, Hallelujah, because that's the tenth. So as soon because it says 10 times Hallelujah in the Tehillim, so can the 10 times says Hallelujah, we have 10 Pesukim from Malchuyot. What are you talking about? Hallelujah, Tuva Havu. What do you mean? You have many times it says more than that in the Tehillim. So the Gemara said, "Hanach tekhtivi behu halleluhu beteka shofar," which means in the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, in the Kodesh, you count how many times it's Halleluhu, 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 10 times, without counting the first Hallelujah and the second Hallelujah and the last Hallelujah, just counting the middle part. So you have 10 times it says Halleluhu. So can I get those Halleluhim? Why they pick that chapter? Because it says that's talking about shofar. Halleluhu beteka shofar. So therefore, it's got a Rosh Hashanah related topic. So therefore, 10 times it says Hallelujah, and that means more. So therefore, there's 10 Pesukim for Malchuyot. Comes Gemara to Rabbi Yosef Amar, Keneged Aseret Deberot, Shneimrano Le Moshe B'Sinai. So that's Keneged the 10 commandments. 10 commandments, 10 Pesukim for Malchuyot. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Keneged Asara Ma'amarot Shebehem Nevra Ha'olam. Us is the 10 different utterances of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he said to create the world. It says in the Pesukim 9 times Vayomer, 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 when God was creating the world. So the Gemara says, hey Ninu, what do you mean? What are they? Vayomer de Bereshit, which means the times that it says Vayomer in the creation of the world. Vayomer Hashem Yehior, Vayomer Elohim Yehirakia, etc. So since there was 9 Amirot to create the world, so the Gemara says, what do you think? It's only 9. You're saying we have to do 10. Bereshit ma'amarhu. Bereshit bara Elohim is also considered a ma'amar. Dichtiv bedvar Hashem shamayim na'asu. God created the world, the shamayim, with his words. So Bereshit is considered an utterance. Bereshit bara Elohim is also considered bedvar Hashem. Therefore, there's 10 utterances. And therefore, keneged the 10, we have 10 pesukim for malchiyot. Rabbi Hanan ben Uni omer, imamar shalosh shalosh mekulam yatsa. You said 3 for each of your 6. So then the Gemara analyzes. We have a question. Hechi ketani. What does this mean? Shalosh min haTorah, shalosh min haNeviim, veshalosh min haKetuvim, dehavu tesha, veika benayu hada. Which means when he said 3 each, did he mean 3 pesukim from Torah, 3 pesukim from Ketuvim, and 3 pesukim from the Neviim? And therefore, his chiddush is that, well, the first rabbi said you have to do 10 pesukim. He was saying that b'di'avad, if you only did 9 pesukim, shalosh shalosh mikula, meaning 3 from Torah, 3 from Ketuvim, and 3 from Nevi'im, so you'll say, is that what he's saying? And the nafkamina between the two opinions would be
1
pesuk. Is that what he's saying? Or dilma, echad min ha-Torah, ve'echad min ha-Nevi'im, ve'echad min ha-Ketuvim, de'havya lehu shalosh, v'hika b'na yutuba. Or did he mean to say, no, one of each, meaning one from the Torah, one from the Ketuvim, and one from the Nevi'im, and therefore the Nafkamina is really going to be 7. When the first rabbi says you got to do minimum 10, he says he can get away with the Avad minimum of 3. So that's the question. Is the 3 meaning one of each or 3 of each? That's the question the Gemara has on Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri Shita. Tashema, so the Gemara says, Detanya, we have a writer. En pochatin ma'asara malchuyot, ma'asara zichronot, ma'asara shofarot. You have to minimally 10 of each. V'imamar sheva mikulan yasa. And if you did 7 from all of them, yasa. Keneged shiva deki'im. Corresponding to 7 heavens. Now, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri Amar, hapohet lo yifhot mesheva. Which means you shouldn't go less than 7. Which means that's the, if you want to go low, you should go minimum 7. V'imamar shalosh mekulan yasa. But if you said 3 from all of them, yasa keneged Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. Keneged the one for the Torah, one for the Nevi'im, one for the Ketuvim. Va'amlila keneged Kohanim, Nevi'im, v'Yisraelim. Now, where do you see anything in this Braita to analyze our question? Our question was, does the Yohanan ben Nuri mean 3 of each, which is 9 pesukim, or does he mean 1 of each, 1 of Torah, 1 of Navi Ketuvim? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo yifchot mesheva, the last Rashi on the page. Ve'i salka datak, shalosh mena Torah, ve'shalosh mena Nevi'im, ve'shalosh mena Ketuvim. If you're going to think that the Yohanan ben Nuri meant 3 of each, 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, Ketuvim, lekol, echad ve'echad, imken, sheva nameh, Sheva min ha-Torah, v'sheva min ha-Nevi'im, v'sheva min ha-Ketuvim, ha-Avir Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri Mosif. Which comes out according to him, he originally says the minimum is 7. But if you did 3, it's okay. Now if you're learning 3 means 3 of each, that means when he said 7, 7 also means 7 of each. That means you need 7 for Torah, 7 for Navi, 7 because 21 pesukim, that's more than even the Hakamim, the 80 pesukim. We don't have these pesukim, they don't exist. So therefore, it can't be that the Yohanan ben Nuri, when he said 3, he meant 3 of each. Because if he's going to say he meant 3 of each, when he said in the Braita here, the Ketais will say 7, it must be 7 of each. 7 from Torah, 7 from Ketuvim, 7 from, it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist physically like that. Ela, what is it? Must be, it's 7 in total. But b'di'avad, if you said 3, meaning 1 from the Torah, 1 from the Navi, 1 from the Ketuvim, it's okay. So that's the machloket between Hakamim of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan. Hakamim of the Mishnah, Odwad, has to be 10 pesukim. That's the amount. Which means you break it up like the Gemara was going to say. 3 from the Torah, 3 from the Ketubim, 3 from the Nevi'im, and then 1 more from the Torah. The 10th pesuk always goes back to Torah. That's the pencil. So it's 3, 3, 3, and 1. Okay, according to the Hakamim. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is coming. He's going to say, B'di'avad, L'katelai, so do 7. He holds the minute. It's 7, really.
It's a 2-2.
And what? 2-2-2-1. And B'di'avad, if you did 3, meaning in totality, 1 from each, B'di'avad, it's okay. Gemara concludes, Amar Abu Namar Shmuel Adacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that what? B'di'avad, if you just said 1 from the Torah, 1 from the Nevi'im, 1 from the Ketuvim, from Malchuyot, from Zechor Shofarot, B'di'avad, Yasa. Comes the next Mishnah in Mazkirin Malchut Zichronot Veshofarot Shel Puraniyot. Now we discuss the Pesukim that we're going to choose. The Pesukim that we choose for the Malchuyot Zichronot and Shofarot cannot be Pesukim of destruction, of Puranut. It talks about the punishment of Klal Yisrael. Must be Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot Pesukim of positive things. Matzil Batorah Umashlim Benavi. According to the Mishnah, you start with the Pesukim of the Torah, then you go to Ketubim, then you end up with the Pasuk from the Navi. So it's Torah, Ketubim, Nevi'im. Rabbi Yose Omer, Im Hishlim B'Torah, Yasa. Rabbi Yose says, if you ended with the Pesukim of the Torah, it's okay. We'll see exactly the Gemara. Gemara says Malchuyot Kegon, which means we just said in the Mishnah that you cannot mention Pesukim of Pur'anut. Give me an example of a Pasuk of Malchuyot that would be considered Pur'anut. So the Gemara says Kegon Hai Ani Ne'um Hashem Elohechem Im Lo Beyad Hazaka Ubezro Netuya Ubechema Shefucha Im Loch Alechem. Which means the Pasuk says over here, God says, I'm going to rule over you as a king in anger and in rage. So that's obviously a Pasuk of punishment, even though it mentions God's kingdom. So that type of Pasuk we would not say. Now, even though Rabbi Nachman said regarding a Pasuk like this, all this type of anger that's mentioned in that Pasuk, lirtach kucha berichu alan. Let Borei Olam be angry at us in such a way, velifrukinan. And eventually he will redeem us, which means the end of the Pasuk says, which is this type of anger eventually leads to redemption. So ultimately it's an anger Pasuk, but it comes out to good. Even though Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan said it, that there's a positive spin at the end of the Pasuk, since following the Pasuk was said in wrath, we don't want to mention anything that has to do with wrath. Even though, like you said, there is a positive spin to it, I don't want to mention it. Zikaron, give me a pasuk of Zikaron. That's Pur'anut, Kegon, Vayiskor, Kibasar, Hema. Which is this pasuk over here says that God remembered that the reason why the people sin, Kibasar, Hema. Now, obviously, that's not a praise to the Bnei Yisrael, that pasuk. It's talking about the sins of Christ Yisrael. So even though it says God remembers that our sin comes from the fact that we're flesh and blood, still, since it mentions our sins, so that would be Pur'anut. Shofar, what would be a negative pasuk of shofar? Kegon, tik'u shofar begiv'a. This was referring to when the Jewish people rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says that the Goyim are going to come against us with a cherev, and the Jewish people are going to blow the shofar, meaning to go to war. So that's a negative pasuk over there, so therefore we don't want to mention war of Christ after fighting against the enemies, and therefore that shofar is not mentioned. Aval, Imba lomar malchut zikaron v'shva shel pur'anut shel umot ha'olam omer. If you want to mention pesukim that talk about the pur'anut of the goyim in the context of malchut zikaron shofarot, means they're bad, that's okay. Malchut, what would be a case of malchut? Kegon, Hashem malach yirgizu amim. God is going to cause the amim, the nations, to tremble in front of him. As melech in there, that would be a good pasuk for malchut. Ugon Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed Abedu Goyim Arso. God is the king, he perishes the Goyim. That's also a Melech Pasuk. That's referring to the destruction of the Goyim. Zikaron Kegon Zechor Hashem Nedne Edom. God is going to remember Edom that destroyed Yerushalayim, and he's going to destroy them. And therefore that's the destruction of the Goyim with the Zikaron, which is good. Hashem Sevaot Shnei Edom. Shofar Kegon. What's the case of shofar? Like the pasuk. Vashem Elohim b'shofar yitzachach ve'alach b'sa'arot teman. This is talking about over here how God is going to bring a southerly wind, sa'arot teman, and he's going to destroy with this wind all the goyim. Uchtim, what does it say at the end of that pasuk? Or the next pasuk? Hashem Sevaot Yagen Alehem. And God is going to protect us, which means it's not enough that you quote a pasuk that talks about the destruction of the goyim. The destruction of the goyim has to be a direct benefit to us. So therefore it says that not only is God going to bring the southerly wind to destroy the goyim, when he blows the shofar, but it's, as a result, Hashem Sevaot Yagen Alehem. God is going to protect of us. And therefore it's considered a pasuk that is usable for shofarot as well. Comes the Gemara and says, "In maskidin zikaron shel yachid ve'afilu letoba." You cannot mention a pasuk that talks about the zikaron of an individual, even if the zikaron is for positive. Kegon zochreni Hashem birson amecha. It says when the Jewish people are going to be saved. So David HaMelech said, "Zochreni, remember me." Now, even though it's a zikaron, but it's a personal zikaron. You don't mention Ugon, or as the Pasuk says, Zochra li Elohai letova. That was said by the prophet Nehemiah. So those are all personal remembrances, therefore not good. Pikdonot rule. Harein kezichronot. If the Pasuk uses the word pakad, pakad is synonymous with zakhar, meaning to remember. There's two ways to say remember. Either zikaron or pekida. Kegon v'ashem pakad et sara. For example, v'ashem pakad et sara means God remembered sara. We have a good example. Ugon pakod pakati etchem. Or like Borei Olam says, I remembered you. Devre Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef holds you can either do a zachar pasuk or a pakat pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer enan kezichronot. Says no, you gotta have pasukim that actually have the word zichronot in there. Well, Rabbi Yosef nihi named the piktonot haren kezichronot. He's okay. Rabbi Yosef, granted, you hold that piktonot and zichronot are equal. Yeah. However, v'ashem pakad tzara pikadon diyachid haba. You gave an example of v'ashem pakad tzara. We just went through and you told me that a pikadon of a yachid is not considered a good pasuk. How did you bring me your example of v'ashem pakad tzara? Since Klal Yisrael emanated from Sarai Emenu started the nation from Yitzhak. So therefore, since multitudes came from us, it's considered like a zechanon of the Rabbim. Therefore, even though it's a pasuk of Yahid, has the status of Rabbim. Comes the Gemara and says, Se'u sharim rashechem v'hinna se'u petchei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. Mi ze melech hakavod? Hashem Izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor melchama, Se'u sharim rashechem usu petchei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. Mi ze melech hakavod? Hashem Tzvot u'melech hakavod se'la. Now these are two pesukim. So the Gemara now is going to count. It says melech several times in these pesukim. So the Gemara is going to count how many melechs could you get out of these two pesukim. So the Gemara says, Rishona shetayim. Because if you look in the first pasuk, it says, Se'u sharim ha'shechem ha'sukot ha'v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Mi ze melech ha'kavod? Hashem is gibur, Hashem gibur melchama. So melech is mentioned twice in the first pasuk. Rishona shetayim. In the first pasuk, you get two melechs. Shiniya shalosh. In the second pasuk, it says the word melech three times. Let's count it. Se'u sharim ha'shechem ha'sukot ha'v'yavo melech ha'kavod. Mi ze melech ha'kavod? Hashem zvot u'melech. Hakavod Sela. So therefore, in the same pasuk, in the first pasuk you get two melech, in the second pasuk you get, so you already have five. Devrei Rabbi Yosef. That's according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rishona Achak. The first pasuk, you count those two melechs as one, and Shiniya Shetayim. And the second pasuk is counted as two. So he knocks down one from each. Look at the Rashi. Top line. The Biyuda Omer, Rishona Achat Shina Shetayim. Mi hu ze melech hakavod la mebinyana. When it says, right, mi hu ze, that's the question. Mm-hmm. We only go with the statements. So therefore it says, Hashem sotu melech hakavod, that counts as one. Mi hu ze melech, that's already not counted. The same thing in the second pasuk. So therefore, the first pasuk counts as one melech, and the second pasuk counts as two. Comes the Gemara and says, Zamiru Elohim Zamiru. Zamiru lemalkenu, zamiru. Ki melech kol ha'ares Elohim. That's a pasuk.
Yep.
How many melechs can you get out of this pasuk? The Gemara says shetayim. How do you get shetayim? Because it says zamiru lim zamiru, zamiru lemalkenu, zamiru ki melech kol ha'ares. So it's malkenu and melech. So we can get two out of this pasuk. Devrei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer achat. Rabbi Yehuda says no, in this pasuk achat, why? Because she says, second line, which means over there, it's a malchut only on one nation. We can only quote Pesachim when it talks about God's malchut over the whole world. Okay, Veshavim. But both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda agree. B'malach Elohim al goyim. Elohim yashav al kisei kodsho shehi ahat. Okay, because that's Malach Elohim al Goyim. God is the king over the Goyim. Elohim Yashav al Kisei Kodesho. God sits on his throne. So therefore, we don't consider Yashav al Kiso as Malchut. You would have thought, maybe count this too. It says, Malach Elohim al Goyim. That's one. Then it says, Yashav al Kisei, Elohim Yashav al Kisei Kodesho. You might have thought that sitting on the throne is considered Malchut. Come on, sitting on the throne doesn't say the word Melech. You can't count that. Okay, next fact. Zikaron sheyesh bo teruah. The other pasuk has two things in it. It's got zikaron in it and teruah in it. Kegon Shabbaton zikron teruah mikra kodesh. So you got teruah plus zikaron. Omra im zikronot ve omra im shofarot. The Rebbe will say, you can use the pasuk for both zikronot and shofarot. It's got both items in there. Rebbe Yehuda omer, en omra ela im zikronot bilvad. He says, no, you can always say with zikronot. Why? Because Rashi says, teruah lav lashon shofarotu. Because when you're going in the pasuk of shofarot, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, you have to say the word shofar. The word teruah doesn't count for a word of shofar. Shofarot's got to say the word shofar. So therefore, zichron teruah only counts for zichronot. It's not going to work for shofar according to the Yehuda. Okay. Teruah is not considered shofar. It's the sound of a shofar, but it's not a shofar. Okay. Malchut sheyesh imot teruah. You have a pasuk that has malchuyot and shofarot in the same pasuk. Okay, go on. Hashem Elohav emmo. Utruat melech bo. They got teruah and melech. Omra ima malchuyot, vo omra ima shofarot, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, you can use this pasuk for both. For malchuyot and shofarot. Rabbi Yehuda omer, en omra ela ima malchuyot bilvad. Why? Because again, the word teruah doesn't count as shofar. Teruah she'en ima lo kelu. When you have a pasuk of teruah that's alone, kegon, Yom Teruah Yehye Lachem Omra Ima Shofarot. Rabbi Yosef says, you can do it Shofarot. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ena Omra Kol Ikar. You can't say it at all, because Teruah is not considered a Shofar. Come to Gemara and says, Matchil Batorah Umashlim Banavi. You start with the Pesukim of the Torah, and you end with the Pesuk of the Navi. So all there is Torah, Ketuvim, Nibiim. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Imashlim Batorah Yatsa. So the Mishnah says, "Bedi'avad." It sounds like if you ended up with the pasuk of the Torah, you're okay. So it goes, "Imishlim di'avad in lechetachidalo." It's mashal that only bedi'avad you end with the pasuk of the Torah. So what are you talking about? Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Omer, "Hamashlim b'Torah harez mishubach." On the contrary, Rabbi Yosef says that's what you're supposed to do. It's praiseworthy to end with the tenth pasuk, meaning being from the Torah. So Emma, mashlim. So read the Mishnah, instead of saying imishlim, read as if this Torah, the Mishnah is saying mashlim, meaning you should do it. Because what are you doing? Veha imishlim ketani. But the pasuk, the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says imishlim, di'avad in lechatayla lo, which is much only v'di'avad. How could you turn from the v'di'avad language into a lechatayla language? Hachikam, that's what it means to say. Matchil b'Torah, u'mashlim b'Navi. Rabbi Yosef Omer, mashlim b'Torah. You're really not supposed to end with the Navi like the first rabbi said. I hold Mashlim b'Torah. V'imishlim b'Navi yatsa. The imishlim is not going back on Torah, it's going back on Navi. And that's what we do. We follow the Yosef. We do three pesukim from the Torah, three pesukim from Ketubim, three pesukim from the V'im, and then the tenth pesuk goes back to Torah. Tanya nami achi amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosef. B'Azam Rabbi Yosef says, v'tikin. Those are the people that are zealous and fulfill all the mitzvot in the right time. In the best way, hayu mashlimim ota b'Torah. They would end with the Torah like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Well, obvious, because it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, his son. So obviously he was holding like his father. She said that, what? That the Vatikin end with the pasuk of the Torah. Now the Galafishtama zichronot v'shofarot ikatuba. Now we got to find pesukim for these things. You need three from the Torah. He says, well, we found all these pesukim for shofarot in the Torah. No problem. You can find three from the Torah, three from the Navi, three from the as well as the Chronot. However, Malchiyot, Tlat, Huda Havyan. If you go to the whole Torah, you only find three Pesukim that will qualify as Malchut. But we need four. You need three, and then one for the end. What are they? Hashem Elohav Emo Utuat Melech Bo, Vahi Bishurun Melech, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ba'ed. But we need a total of 10, meaning 10, 4 from Malchuyot, to make this total of Pesukim 10. You need, and you don't have it. There's not another Pesuk in the Torah that you need 4, but to get to the number 10, which you just say to do 9. No, you need 10 altogether. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravunat Hashema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Malchut Devei Rabbi Yosef. So the Bible says we catch the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, which is accepting upon ourselves the kingdom of God. That's the final pasuk, and that's the fourth pasuk. And actually, that's what we hold the halakha l'maaseh. If you look in the Mahzor for Malchuyot, the tenth pasuk of Malchuyot is indeed Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's considered Malchuyot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ena Malchut. He says, no, that's not counted as Malchut. וידעת היום בשבותה אל לבבך, כי השם הוא האלוהים, אין עוד. What? You have to know that God is the only one, there's nobody like, there's nobody besides him, אין עוד. מלכות, that's considered מלכות. דברי רבי יוסף, קודם רבי יוסף, רבי יהודה אומר, אין המלכות. He says, no, that's not, doesn't say מלכות, רבי יוסף, רבי יהודה strict. Gotta say מלכות. אתה הורית לדעת, כי השם הוא האלוהים, אין עוד בלבדו. There's nobody besides God. מלכות, דברי רבי יוסף. רבי יהודה אומר, אין המלכות. So in all these cases over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you really can't get a 10th pasuk, because there's really no pasuk that has melech. So what Rabbi Yehuda does, he says, I can count Shema Yisrael, I can count V'yad Atayom V'shevot Adel V'avecha, and all, I got Atayom V'shevot Adel V'adad. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda has a much stricter view. Comes the next Mishnah. Ha'oved lefnei ha-teva. The Hazan that goes up to the teva, B'yom Tov Shalosh Hashanah. Hasheni Matkiya. Meaning the second Hazan, which is the Hazan of Musaf, he's Matkiya. Matkiya means not that he blows the shofar, because really the Hazan is not supposed to blow the shofar, because he's going to get confused. If he's the Hazan and blowing, after blowing the shofar, he might get confused going back where he starts from. So therefore, Matkiya means he causes somebody else to blow, which is he has a shofar, a tokeya next to him, and he enables the tokeya to blow the shofar during the Amidah. So that's called Matkiya. He causes others to blow. Which Hazan? The second Hazan, which is the shofar is blown during Musaf. Ubishat the Halil, however, on holidays that we say the Halil, Harishon Mekre et the Halil. Who does the Halil? Which Hazan? Shachrit, the first one. So we see there's a difference. On when it comes to shofar is done in Musaf. When it comes to Halil, Halil is done in Shachrit. So comes the Gemara and says, Mai Shena Shini Matkiya. What's the reason why Rosh Hashanah? You push off the shofar until Musaf, the second Hazan does the shofarot, Mishum Debidurva Madrat Melech. Because we want to wait till more people come to the synagogue, and therefore the shofar will be blown with more people. So the Kibbutz is the same thing then with Halil. Yache Halil Namen. Nema Bishini, we should wait till Musaf to say the Halil, Mishum Debidurva Madrat Melech. El Amai Shena Halil Debidishon. I'll go the other way. You know why Halil, you do it in Shahrit? Mishum desilizim magdimim the mitzvot, because you want to do the mitzvot the quickest time possible. Oh, so tukiyana me naamid varishon mishum desilizim magdimim the mitzvot. So if that's the case, we should do shofar also with Charlie because of the content of desilizim magdimim the mitzvot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shaat tashmad shanu. This mishnah was written at the time of the persecution of the goyim, which means there was a time that the goyim were concerned that when we were blowing shofar, not that they made a gizra against us performing a mitzvot, that wasn't the issue. But when they heard shofar being blown in shacharit, they thought we're going to war against them. Because shofar is usually blown as a sign of war. So this antagonized the green thinking that we're going to attack them and then jeopardized us. So the hakamim made a takana, for now on, we don't blow shofar in shacharit. Well, so the goyim would send spies to the shul. When they saw that we're praying, and they saw in shacharit we're not even blowing the shofar, they saw this is a religious ceremony. So therefore they said, no, this is a part of their ceremony. Therefore, they didn't blow the shofar.
Nine.
They didn't blow the shofar until... What's the matter?
It's flashing. It's dying. I just want to...
The light was flashing. Is it dying? But there's two buzz.
I don't know. Hey, this light over here is flashing.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant. I just don't know.
Okay, it says anything on the screen.
Okay. So the point is that in order that the Goyim will know that it's a ritual that we're involved in, meaning service, not war, so the Goyim pushed it off until Musaf. So by that time, the Goyim realized it's a holiday. And that's why, once they did it in Musaf, they always kept it in Musaf.
Even though it's not.
Even though there's no war. Once the Goyim decided to do it in Musaf because of Shat HaShmat, so therefore they kept it in Musaf. But really, they should have done it in Shalit. It could be there was a ton that did it in the Definitely, there was a ton that did it in Shalit because of Zilizim Magdimim Mazor. But once there was Shat HaShmat, they pushed the Musaf and they kept it in Musaf. We don't go back, right? Once they were goes there, they were goes there.
Wow.
Comes the Gemara and says,
"There you go again."
Gemara says, "Mishne deka amar b'shaat halil, mechlal de berosh shana leka halil." From the fact that the Mishnah tells us two laws on the days that you blow shofar and on the days that you blow you do halil. Shofar is done in Musaf, Halil is done in Shahid. But it's mashma that in Rosh Hashanah, there's no Halil. because it's a separate day, separate occasion. So the Gemara says, "B'shat halil mechlal de b'rosh hashana lekahalil." So the Gemara says, "My tama, Amar Rabbi Abhu, Amru Malachei Asheret Efnei Kadosh Baruch Hu." So the angels came to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'rosh Olam, mepnei ma en Yisrael omrim shira lefanecha b'rosh hashana uviyom kippurim. How come they don't say halil on these days of Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Amar lahem, Efshar Melech Yosef al Kesedin. וספרי חיים וספרי מתים פתוחים לפניו ישראל אומרים שירה? I mean, the books of life and the books of death are opened in front, they're being judged. Is this a time to start singing songs? Okay, now there's no space left. Okay, so bring another tape recorder. Yeah. Okay. So we maximize space.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I hate this. Okay. You too, look at
you.
No, no, you put it down, look at you.
Life's going to be doing too well.
Hey, bye guys.
Sam, yeah, Bal Ankon, you should finish the tapes. Okay. So we'll go back again. Medekamar b'shat halil. From the fact that you tell me at the time of the halil, nechlal de b'rosh hashanah lekalil. Must be that in Rosh Hashanah there's no halil. Masha only on the holidays. My time, I have no halil in Rosh Hashanah. Amar b'yabhu. Amru malachi asharet lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels told in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rosh shalolah, m'pnei ma en yisrael olim shira lefanei HaKadosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. How come they don't say halil in Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur? Amar lahem, efshar melech yosef kesedin. Is it possible that the judge, the king, is sitting on the seat of judgment? The sefrei chayim, sefrei metim, petuchim lefanav. And the books of life and the books of death are open in front of him, and he's judging. The Yisrael omrim shira. Is that a day that the Jewish people are supposed to say shira? Therefore, there is no halil on Rosh Hashanah. Matnitim, we go to the next Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, regarding the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, in ma'avirim alav et ha-tichum. We're not allowed to take the shofar outside the tchum. Not on Shabbat, but like the Rosh Hashanah that falls out during the week. To blow the shofar, the tokeya cannot carry the shofar outside the borders, the 2,000 amount that the tchum is allowed to walk, nor can a person walk out of the tchum in order to hear the shofar, which means that even though shofar is a mitzvah from the Torah and tchum is only midrabbanan, we do not waive the law of tchum for shofar, as we will see. Let's say the shofar is under rubble, building collapse, and the shofar is underneath. We are not going to waive the rule of mukseh in order to lift the rubble up in order to get the shofar. Okay? Nor can we climb a tree on Yom Tov to get a shofar that's on top of the tree. Velo ruchdim, we know climbing a tree on Yom Tov is a subit rabbanan that you might come to pull off a wedge. Velo ruchdim al gabbe behema, which means in order to get the shofar, if you need to ride an animal, we don't allow. The Gemara Hakamim made a gezerah on riding animals. Again, because as you're riding, you might pull a branch off in order to use it as a whip. Velo shatin al pnei hamayim. No, a person cannot swim or go in the water in order to get the shofar. The Gemara Hakamim made a gezerah that person might come to make a boat or a raft, and that's why that's a subit rabbanan as well. Ve'en chodchin oto, nor can you cut the shofar. You cannot cut the shofar. Ben bedavar shum mishum shivut, whether it's rabbinical in your cutting, uben bedavar shum mishum lo ta'aseh, which means whether it was cut already, or whether, let's say, which is the subit rabbanan, then you're just making a hole, let's say, in the shofar maybe, or something like that, which we'll see in the Gemara, or whether you're doing the subit rabbanan, we actually... cutting it in a way, which we'll see in the Gemara, that's making Isur Torah. Either way, it's Asur on Rosh Hashanah. Aval im ratza liten etocho mayim o yayin. Let's say you're not getting a good sound out of it. So the custom was they used to pour water in the shofar, or wine in the shofar, that would give it a better sound. Yitin. Which means it's not a problem of mitaken mana. It's not considered fixing. By putting wine or water in the shofar, that's not considered a tikkun. And ma'akimim et ha-tinokot medetkawa, meaning you have a tinok that's less than the age of chinuch, you don't have to stop them from blowing the shofar. They can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We don't have to refrain from them from blowing. Aval mitasekin imahem ad shilmedu. Now the end of this Mishnah actually is referring to ketanim that reach the age of chinuch. Because when it comes to ketanim that reach the age of chinuch, we're able to encourage them, let's say, to blow the shofar, until they're able to blow the proper sound, with the proper sound, which means you're able to tell them to blow until they're able to learn. So, well, a katan, let them do whatever they want. But a katan, they can blow the shofar only if you're teaching them, meaning to get the proper sound. And the Gemara will explain. But the one that's teaching the shofar, since he's not having kavanah to be yotze with those sounds, he's not yotze. Somebody heard from somebody that was teaching is lo yatsa. Because again, if the person himself is blowing the shofar, is not coming out to be yotze, so somebody that's listening also is not being yotze. Again, we'll see in the Gemara all these cases. But now let's get to the point of the Gemara of today. My Tama, what's the reason? What's the Gemara's question? What's the reason that what? That you're not mehalil yom tov b'shvil tikiot, which is you told me you can't go outside the tomb, for example. You can't climb a tree. You can't take it under the rubble. What's the reason over here? So the Gemara says, shofar asehu. Because shofar is a positive commandment. So that says, yom teruah yehye lachem. V'yom tov aseh. And keeping up the laws of yom tov is also an aseh. Because the pasuk says Shabbaton. Shabbaton means cease from work. It's a positive commandment. And it's also a lo ta'aseh. But Yom Tov also, it says, Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. Ve'en aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Which means, if Yom Tov was only a lo ta'aseh, and shofar is an aseh, the rule is aseh dohe lo ta'aseh.
Yeah.
I would push Yom Tov away for the shofar. However, Yom Tov is not only a lo ta'aseh, Yom Tov also is an aseh. Shabbaton, it says. And we have a rule. En aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. So the Gemara, so now we see over here, the Gemara says, even on the Rabbanan, even climbing a tree, even under the rubble, which is mukseh, even on an animal, riding an animal, is all these are Rabbanan, which doesn't matter. When the Hakamim made the Gezerah, it's like the Torah. And therefore, in aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh, even on the rabbinical level. But the Gemara says like this, lo orin ba'iran ve'lo ruchlim agabe behema. So the Gemara says, "Hashta de Rabbanan amartlo de oraita mibaya," which means, in the case over here, the first case was tchum. You can't go outside the tchum. Now tchum is a pure de Rabbanan. It's a de Rabbanan that does not lead to a de oraita. He's walking out of the tchum. Even if you walked out of the tchum, when you walk out of the tchum, do you do a de oraita? No, it's no de oraita. Which means it's a pure de Rabbanan. So if on a pure derabanan that cannot lead to the oraita, the rabbi said, still even such a weak derabanan, we'll call it, does not override shofar, certainly on a derabanan that will lead to the oraita, like climbing a tree that can lead to a oraita by pushing a branch off, riding an animal that can lead to pulling a branch off, those type of items, even in Moseh, it could lead to carrying, or it could, in the case of the swimming, could lead to... making your boat, which is a raft, which is boné, certainly those type is suited to the banana are going to be not overridden for shofar. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, the oraita mibaya, zu ve'en sarich lomar zu ketani. The Mishnah is working on style over here. What? It said the first case. And then it stated the second case, which was obvious. Zu, once it said the first case, that even on a pure derabanan, we're not, we don't override, we don't let shofar be blown, even against this pure derabanan, certainly, in a derabanan that leads to the oraita, we're not going to override it. Which means zu, once you tell me the first case, in tzarich lomar zu. The second case is not necessary, but sometimes the Mishnah has a style to give you both cases, even though the second case is obvious. If for tomb that can never lead for the oraita, we keep it against the shofar, certainly on the Yisud Rabbanan that can lead to the oraita, and Sariq Lamar, that we're going to keep that halakha in place against the shofar. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.